Oh, hey, Sam. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Yeah. Yep.
Cool. Yep.
The thing is, we always do this. We have a really, like, intense pre-recording conversation where we're like, here are all the problems with our lives.
Mm.
And then it's like, hey, Sam, how you going? I'm Wacky Cal. And hi, Cal, I'm Wacky Sam.
And we have nothing to say.
I'm
just
great.
Devolve into politics.
Shall we talk about tweets?
Sure, I guess. What do we got?
At Riley is good has tweeted us saying, I thought Shang-Chi was really solid and fun. Some of the best MCU fight scenes, really good villain, just good all round. Eternals was interesting question mark. Mm. I think I really liked it despite its many flaws. I think my opinion of it will go significantly up or down next time I watch it. I think I'm in the same boat.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's... Like, the more I think about that movie, the more I like the things that I remember. I think I'm going to be way more bored on a second watch and way less likely to recommend it to other people, but I will still like it.
Yeah. Riley has included their MCU ranking here as well, but it is too many movies.
I want to know two things. I want to know where Eternals is.
Yep.
And what's the best one.
So, situated in 14th is Eternals, out of a possible 26. So, that's pretty high.
No. Wait, as in...
It's above Iron Man 3, Cal. But number one is Infinity War. The top half of this is a list I nearly entirely agree with. But then the bottom half, like, original Iron Man is, like, 23. Which
Oof.
Seems really low.
Out of like 20... Yeah, that's too low.
But it's almost like rankings are subjective and everyone can think whatever they want.
Well, and just comparing two things
that are slightly different. That's the thing with the MCU. Like, you might be able to say your favorite and your worst one, but every other one apart from that falls somewhere in a spectrum that changes day to day.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway... We should crack on.
Yes, we should.
What, have we got any more tweets?
We do have more tweets. Sorry, okay. We got lots of tweets. I don't know why I'm just like...
I was
like,
going to say, you were silently waiting for me to say, play the music.
I'm a little tired. Next tweet from Riley is, I'm glad you made the immediate leap to Doctor Who when the egg thing happened. And then in brackets, but In the Forest of the Night is the worst episode of the show. Agreed, 100%.
Because
I hate that episode so much.
Nothing happens.
There was a forest on the entire planet, but human beings have this amazing ability to just forget things.
But it's
fucking... You know how many TikToks were made in that 12-hour period? That is recorded forever.
At that point.
But also, to be fair, I did already forget that Melbourne had the biggest earthquake in, like... 200 years.
Yeah, because it was so piss weak that I thought it was my washing machine going too hard.
Next tweet from Riley says, the second I heard people compare Icarus to Superman, I was like, oh, so he's the villain. Because writers refuse to make Superman not evil.
Yeah.
Very true.
I don't understand. Like, what? How can we have subversive Superman... without actually establishing who Superman is. We haven't had a Superman movie that's actual Superman in like 30
closest,
fucking years.
Yeah, I was going to say, closest is the OG Christopher Reeves.
What,
hasn't come close.
Superman Returns was the 2000s?
Yeah, but that was
still
a
20
weird,
fucking
awful
years
movie.
Ago.
That, don't say that. It's 2006.
Still...
So
okay.
It was
15 fucking years ago.
Oh God, Cal, don't say things like that.
They're like, fuck, man.
The next tweet we have is from @FlintMonkey.
Mm.
It says, I think Sam forgot we're still recovering from a pandemic when he said Eternals is going to make $1 billion twice. I didn't say that it's going to make $1 billion. I was riffing on a tweet from Joel Dusha.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I hope Eternals makes $1 billion. And I too hope it makes $1 billion because funny.
I too hope it makes $1 billion. But you know what they're going to learn from this? Is
Nothing.
That long Marvel movies make money. and that Marvel movies with sex scenes have, like, make money. And I'm all for both of... Like, I'm all for at least the second one of those things. But yeah, like, I'm just waiting for Hollywood to be like, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter what we do. We can make whatever we want and we'll still make $1 billion.
Yeah, that's fine. I want Marvel to just make weird, dumb, bad shit.
I want Marvel to make weird, dumb shit, sure. I don't want them to make bad shit. And I don't think
Eternals was bad, though. That, yeah.
But I'm waiting for them to go, oh, well, what's different about Eternals that we can sort of, you know, use to capitalize? Not, like, interesting cosmic horror, like, moral dilemmas, pretty well-done group dynamics when they get a chance to have a group dynamic.
Yeah, which isn't much, to be fair.
Yeah, but instead they're going to go sex scenes and Game of Thrones actors. That's what did it. It's like, what made Logan good? R rating.
Yeah.
What made Deadpool good? R rating. Not
ball jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes about balls.
Yeah. Oh, it's so dumb.
Daredevil 2's bad. Daredevil, no.
Daredevil 2's not bad.
Deadpool 2.
So Deadpool. Yeah, Deadpool 2's not
you
bad.
You said the same thing I said.
Fuck you, Sam. You're corrupting me.
Because isn't Daredevil 2 a lecture? And that is bad.
That is bad.
That is definitely bad. we got a new follow from Jess_Brown, whose Twitter handle is @JellyHoolock.
Welcome.
It has been a very long time since I saw Hoolock.
Oh.
Man, remember when Stephen Moffat was in charge of the world? Stephen Moffat was like everyone's god.
You mean in 2022 when he came back to Doctor Who?
That's Russell T. Davis.
Sorry.
Idiot.
Who did you say?
Stephen Moffat.
Stephen
Moffat. Who was in charge of Doctor Who and Sherlock.
I forgot.
During the Hoolock era.
I forgot because he's a hack. He's a talentless boy and he deserves no love or praise from anybody.
That is so rude.
That's so mean because season 5 might be the best season of Doctor Who, but fuck you.
Ever.
But fuck you.
The thing is,
Stephen Moffat.
I've been rewatching a lot of Doctor Who.
Why?
And the only like major issue with Moffat's era is Clara. Clara ruins everything she's in, with the exception of the episodes she's like not in much.
And the exception of the episode where she's not actually Clara, where she's the Dalek girl. That's fine.
Yeah, that was good. But that was also still Amy and Rory. That was the Amy and Rory era.
Yeah.
Which was good.
Does that make any actual fucking sense? Like, why is she multiple people and also just embodying some people sometimes? Like, that whole...
Don't worry. She was, like, born. She's born in every... She exists through time.
Fuck.
But also, the Doctor never died there, so that split in reality never existed.
Fuck this show, man.
And then... But then, Peter Capaldi's final season, really good. I'm rewatching it, Cal. It's really good. Bill, really good companion. Like Bill a lot. Her and Nardole together, good season.
It was a whole lot better than all the crap that came before it. Yeah, you're right. I think it is just the Clara era that's bad. But
the Clara era is what is cancer.
But like that being said, right, this last season was also terrible.
It was... I liked it until the big reveal, which I don't have an inherent problem with, but the way they handled it and their explanation, I think, was dumb.
Well, and the Doctor and her companions, all fine. They completely lost the historical romp stuff that they did in the first season of Jodie Whittaker.
Season 11, good fun. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, and I
liked that it was just stories.
Yeah. Well, and
but now we're doing a six episode season whole arc, and I'm only 2 episodes in, but I am liking the mystery. It's feeling very classic Who in a good way. So I'm back on board.
It's going to be
companions.
All about the bullshit that was the season finale. So
If they do something interesting with that, I'm fine with that bullshit. Because
Doctor Who's
constantly invented bullshit. Like, that's all it is. Do you remember when the Doctor only had one heart? Because I do. I remember when he only had one heart, Cal.
Boo. I was 70 fucking years ago.
Yeah, and one day this will be 70 years ago too. We'll be old or dead or both.
Yeah,
and,
but if they go, oh, well, the Doctor is actually an interdimensional being who is the only person who could regenerate without genetic modifications...
All this
actually,
has done is gone.
If somebody pulls that out 70 years from now, so I should say 60 years from now, fuck off. Just fuck
Cal,
off.
Cal. Here's the thing, though, right? Here's the thing. All this does is go, the Time Lords are genetically engineered, and the Time Lords are kind of pricks.
Yeah.
Which is completely accurate and for all of who, basically since the beginning. Remember that time when they just, like, erased Zoe and Jamie's memories and... sent them on their way and forced the Doctor to regenerate and stranded him on Earth without the ability to use his TARDIS? Dicks, man.
Yeah.
Time Lords. Dicks.
Yeah, the Time Lords are assholes. Fuck, remember that time we did a fucking James Bond episode? Because I don't.
I don't either. No, don't remember it. We have more tweets, actually. I was mentioning our new follow, Jess Brown, tweeted us.
Oh, yeah.
Hello,
that makes
Jess.
Sense.
Welcome to the Video Shop.
It's all coming
podcast.
Together.
It's all coming together, is it?
Yeah.
Jess has tweeted about Eternals, saying, when it comes to Sprite and her envy for Cersei, there is no way that is heterosexual. Sprite has a queer crush on Cersei and doesn't realise and projects. She just needs to realise she's a funky little lesbian.
Fair enough. I feel like Sprite has one of the least established, like, she got the shortest end of the stick as far as character development goes.
Definitely. And I think a little bit more character development would have... done Sprite some good. And if she was a lesbian, cool, do it. Sprite's like thousands of years old.
Yeah.
But they make her go to school? It's one of those things, it's like the Twilight problem. Why do they keep going back to school when they're 17? Like, man, you could just grey up the hair a little bit, you know? That or makes you look way older.
Just get a fucking job.
Yeah.
Alright.
Just work.
Don't. Do whatever you want. You're a
Who cares?
Immortal,
You're immortal.
Vampire man.
And we have one more tweet from Jess, which says, also, I loved Eternals. It was a brilliant hero flick that actually said something. Also, yes, it is just a brilliant Justice League movie. Yeah, I mean, my feelings towards Eternals are mostly positives. And the things in my head that I didn't like how it's kind of slow and the dumb sex scene... dumb because it's just nothing.
Completely unnecessary.
Like, if
you're
gonna have a sex scene, have a fucking sex scene.
And so passionless.
Yes. But, you know, dumb immortal Greek gods would be passionless. And that's why Cersei leaves Icarus, because he's a passionless noob. Unlike Kit Harington, who...
who's fun and can't jump over a rail.
He can't jump over a rail, and he is fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh, yeah. That's unprofessional, isn't it?
What's unprofessional, isn't it?
Oh, did my computer making an alert. You didn't hear it? It'll definitely come up in the recording. Anyway, thanks for following and listening, Jess. We appreciate every listener. Every listener we have.
We're gonna have
even
to do more
you,
Doctor
Matt.
Who, aren't we?
Cal, we are always gonna do more Doctor Who. I already told you we're doing Doctor Who at the end of this season. Cal, I don't care. I don't give a fuck what you want.
I just want people to realize it's a bad show and let it die.
No, but Cal... but here's the thing, though. I don't... like, either it's always been bad or it's, like, secretly brilliant. And my brain's rewiring itself again to be in love with Doctor Who again.
No, you've just been away too long. You've just been away... like,
they've suckered me back in with a six part.
You gotta push through it.
Let's talk about James Bond, baby.
All right, play the music. Hello and welcome to the Video Shop Podcast about what you're watching. Maybe I'm your host Cal.
I'm your other host Sam. And today, we're talking about golden butt. I did the best one, Cal. Got it. Got there.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Just right.
First try, zero yep. deaths.
No Time to Die? Also, like, I know this has been said before, but it's been delayed to the extent. It feels like he's a lot of time to die. Spoilers for James Bond, No Time to Die.
When was this meant to come out?
Like, just, like, the week the first outbreak happened. So,
fuck.
Eons ago. MGM even were considering selling the rights to the film to someone like Amazon just to recoup some losses. Or were they bought by Amazon? I think MGM was bought by Amazon. It just made my hate for Amazon and Bezos, you know, all the stronger.
Surely I'd have heard about that. That's a big deal.
Jeff Bezos, like, I don't wish violence on anyone, but he's the kind of man that I really hope. I was really hoping that his dumb rocket exploded on the launch pad. That's all, you know?
Anyway, so this movie feels so connected to the other movies.
Yes.
And that is a problem when it took this long to come out, and a problem when the other movies are not good.
Counterpoint.
Mm.
I don't care about those other movies,
mm.
and this one was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Look, I did in general. I think, like, cause I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for the list of James Bond movies, right?
I see.
Casino Royale in 2006, average
yep.
score 94%.
Yep.
Quantum of Solace, 64%.
Yep.
Skyfall,
big decrease.
92%.
Bit generous, I feel.
Spectre, 63%.
Very generous, I feel.
No Time to Die, 84%. So it seems like every other James Bond movie in this franchise is bad. And I'm sure it's more than that, because I'm pretty sure Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace are okay, and the rest are crap.
I haven't actually... Those are the two I haven't seen in the Daniel Craig, even though I'm sure I've lied about seeing them to numerous people across the ages.
Jeez.
But I've heard Casino Royale's amazing, Quantum of Solace is alright.
I feel like...
People love Skyfall, but Skyfall's not very good, I feel. Because it's a series of things that happen for no...
Skyfall has, like, Dave Bautista and they fight on a train, or is that Quantum
of Solace?
No,
that's Spectre.
That's Spectre?
Yep.
Jesus Christ. I remember
Dave Bautista with his metal nails. I'm going to get you with my little metal polish nails.
Oh. It's so dumb. Spectre's so bad.
But, you see, what I liked about No Time to Die is I've only seen Skyfall and Spectre. I barely remember them.
Mm.
But this movie, like... is like, hey, you remember Spectre? They're all dead now. All of them. Every one of them, they're dead. You remember that movie? Dead. The movie's dead. Everyone in it's dead. Dead. It's a dead movie. It's dead. Don't worry about it. It's dead.
They built Spectre up so much, like it was going to be like,
all
this
dead.
Is the start of the
We
big
did say
thing.
Spoilers, right? Spoilers for No Time to Die. I just want to say it again. Spectre's all dead. They're
Everybody
all dead. They're all gone.
Dead, dead. And
everybody's like, everybody from Spectre is dead.
Because when they're walking through the party where they all get dead at, and and he's like, there's a lot of Spectre agents here, and she's like, yeah, I think all of them. And I was like, oh, that's funny. That's like a little bit of exaggeration. And no, apparently that is correct.
There's
all
no
of them were there.
Every one of them was there. They're all there having a good time, and because they're
Jesus.
There to get Bond. But now they're all dead.
I don't... okay, because that whole sequence with the, like, the one-off
so
Bond
good.
Girl in a new location
so
with a new
good.
Thing, so
Anna
good.
Anna de Armas, man. So good.
And did
Like,
did
they
Daniel
were
Craig
together in Knives Out.
Yes, yeah, yeah. That
yeah.
was pointed
Which
out
is...
to me. I didn't even recognize her.
Yeah, yeah, she's completely different.
Mm.
I really love just... Her little action scene where she, like, beats those four guys.
Because
I love that she kind of was, like, an inexperienced, ditzy almost kind of character.
Mm.
Who's then just really, is a badass, but is still a ditz. Like, I enjoyed her characterization, especially considering how little screen time she had.
Yeah.
But what I really loved is when she jumped at a guy. And I've been trained in my head to assume she's going to, like... grab him with her legs and spin around him and throw him to the ground.
Yeah,
and she just kicks him in the chest with her heel as hard as she can, and he just fucking goes down like a sack of potatoes. And I was like, you know what, movie? I like you. You've done good. I like that kick. That was a good kick.
And the two-dimensional mini-sequence of shooting them in the right order on the floor, because they're, yes, like, they're all lying down. Like, it, yeah, just, she's like, bang, 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 so on
the,
cool, ground.
And then they take a... And then they both, like, they meet up at the bar to have a drink mid-action scene.
Yeah. And, like, because it really gave you, like, context for James as a character compared, yep, to her.
Yep.
So, like, you learned something about him when it didn't show you basically anything about him.
And look, this is... I really appreciate that they tried to make James Bond a real person. And that he's... didn't try to sleep with her.
Well, like, then he was just sort of like, oh, well, I guess we're getting this bit out of the way early.
When
she's asking him to get his kid off.
He's doing quips and jokes, but, you know... Yeah, I enjoyed all that.
Sorry.
You will
fuck.
Be.
Oh, I can't remember what I was going to say. I feel like Daniel Craig,
yes,
had more lines in this than he did in any other movie combined.
Yeah, I agree. What I really did like about this movie is I couldn't name any of the other characters in Spectre. You're James Bond. I'd forgotten about Blofeld, obviously.
Yeah.
And Dave Bautista with dumb little metal nail fingers.
And even then, I only remember that because I watched a 10-minute long, like, everything you need to know before you see No Time to Die.
I remember it because the metal nails was particularly stupid, I thought, because they're like, so we dumb. we can't do something silly like metal teeth. That'd be nonsense.
Or
Jaws.
We can't have him, like, throw a fucking hat at someone. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, yeah. We can't do stupid old Bond stuff.
Shut
up! Just do it!
Because I was thinking... Because I'm not a huge James Bond fan, or even a huge, Austin Powers fan. But it occurred to me that Austin Powers is exactly as ridiculous...
Yes, as James Bond. Yeah, pretty much.
It just plays it... Like, it's not meant to be taken seriously?
Yes. Did you ever watch GoldenEye? GoldenEye was good. I watched GoldenEye a lot.
I watched none. I've seen Dr. No and the Daniel Craig era, and that's it.
Fair enough. Watch GoldenEye. Just because Pierce Brosnan in, like, a good 90s Bond movie.
Mm.
It's a good... Yeah. Most of his follow-ups are not great, of the ones I've seen.
Mm.
Die Another Day is particularly poo. But yeah, I don't know, man. Overall, I just had a great time with this movie. Also, the problem I had with Spectre was, you know, he had this the love of his life die early in this series, right?
Mm.
And then she's introduced as a new romantic, you know, you know, a new love interest for him.
Mm.
And I felt nothing for her in Spectre. Like, they had no chemistry, I thought, in Spectre. Mm. This movie turned me around 180 on that. Them together were, like, they gave her an interesting backstory. They were good on screen together. I really love the opening action scene with the Aston Martin and all the gadgets, you know. I love a gadget. I don't know why they're afraid of the gadgets, but I love a gadget car.
Didn't you hear? We don't do that sort of thing anymore. Q in fucking, I'm pretty sure, Casino Royale, but I don't know. Might have been Quantum.
No. It was Skyfall. No, but in Skyfall, they brought the gadgets back. It's like, here's a gun. It's got a thumbprint scanner on it. I'm like, cool. So it's like my phone.
Also, it's weird watching clips from Casino Royale when he's got like a Sony Ericsson phone with physical buttons.
It's so crazy seeing that because now he's got a Nokia phone.
Well, now in No Time to Die, Q is using weird, like, makes a hard drive float in the ether technology to scan it from all angles to, I can only assume, increase the data transfer speeds.
I did like when they went to Q's apartment, he's about to plug in the USB. He's like, wait a minute, where did you get this from? And they're like, well, it was a dodgy source. So he plugs it in like an isolated computer first.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you remember in Skyfall, he downloads a computer virus because he plugs it straight into the mainframe, and that's how the bad guy gets out of prison, out of the MI6 prison.
God damn it. Like...
Yeah, god damn it, Q.
Yeah, you're fucking supposed to be the IT guy.
But also, that was part of the bad bit in Skyfall, where the bad guy got caught on purpose because it was all part of his plan, because it came out after the Dark Knight, and you know, everything had to have a bad guy gets caught on purpose. And he was a fine bad guy in Skyfall, but it was a dumb plan, because the end of his plan is he goes to a church dressed as a cop and tries to shoot M and fails. I'm like, you could have just done that without getting caught, right? Is that just me? I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Dude, did you want to embarrass them? I remember so little about this.
Yeah, well... I
have nothing to add to that.
It's fair enough. Yeah, so I liked... Yeah, I liked this... I like this movie. It's good.
The villain plot was basically the same as Hobbs and Shaw.
Sure, but an undercooked villain is fine if the rest of the movie's good.
Like in and Hobbs and Shaw. It's,
no, because the rest of the movie's not good.
Because he's Black Superman.
That's a good line, but that's like the best part of the movie.
I forgot that you don't like Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't because understand.
Let's take all the character development we did in a previous Fast and the Furious movie, which I do like, and just get rid of it. Let's get rid of it.
And fair enough, I agree with that. It does seem a bit silly. It seems like let's make a movie based on before.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know. Or not at all. Yeah, or swap out Jason Statham for like someone else,
like the brother.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but anyway, in this, Rami Malek does a totally fine job, but he does seem to be there for the last 40 minutes of the movie, and that's about it. Like,
he isn't,
the point of this movie isn't the villain or the villain's plan. It's just how that affects James Bond's relationship, and that's kind of nice.
It is kind of nice. It's kind of nice that it's like James Bond doesn't get caught or tortured in this movie, which is
he doesn't get his balls hit by a big knotted rope.
Or get a tiny little drill drilled into his brain for some reason. Do you remember Spectre? I do. They're all dead.
They're all gone. Also, they're all dead. I feel like, did these people not know that they were, like, stirring acid in their little hazmat suits? Like, as soon as somebody fell in and got cooked, they all went, wait a minute, what?
I do like that if true because it's very funny.
They're told like, it's you have to wear like full PPE, and they're like, oh okay, I guess I'll do it. How much is this job paying? Yeah, fair enough, that's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they see somebody get his face cooked off because he said, I can eliminate all the West Africans.
Jeez. He was a bad bloke.
I don't know what the point, what he thought he was going to get across here. Like,
a
second ago, he was just like pleading for his life. And then he was just like, hey, I could genocide your whole race. Like, do you want that? He sort of said it like, wouldn't you like that? Like, wouldn't that be nice?
I think he's just a delusional prick.
He's just fucking crazy.
I did enjoy him as, like whenever he was there, I was like, you're a toxic evil. Mm. Like, you're worse than just normal old evil. You're just batshit evil.
Yeah, you're just a proper loony.
Proper loony. Yeah. What were you going to... No,
What do you think of new 007?
It's funny, I was about to say... So, new 007, I thought was good. I liked her a lot. I think at first
it was just too snarky. It was just too, like petty child, playground bullshit. But then...
That's exactly what I imagine all these egos would do when they come together, though.
God damn. But you're a spy. Like, your job is to put that shit aside and...
Yes, but Cal, you're forgetting what universe you're in. Yes, they're spies. Every single hotel that James Bond books into is booked under his own name. Like,
I mean,
the spy bit, I'm not sure about.
Like, he's not a spy, he's just a superhero.
Yeah. I liked her. I'm actually, now, I don't think they should make James Bond a woman. I'm totally for gender flipping certain roles, Ghostbusters, the Doctor, whatever. But just make some great female spies. Like, that's what I'm much more interested in.
Hmm.
And I was like, when I'm going into the movie, I'm like, are they going to just make her the new James Bond? Mm. And I'm like, honestly, it would have been fine if they'd done that. Who really cares? But I really liked the way she was like an antithesis to James Bond. Like they're kind, they clash because they're so similar. She's just the younger version. He's the older version. And their similarities is what is causing clash. Mm. And I found her to be a really interesting character to watch, with Bond particularly.
Mm.
Especially when they then, like, come together. She's like, I'm coming with you. And he's like, thank you. None of that, no, I've got to do it alone, or I'm going alone. Like, I really like, he's like, cheers, mate. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Like, I like that when it really came down to it, they just dropped their petty bullshit and did the fucking job, because that's that's what makes these people different from the average person. Like, we're supposed to be able to look up to people like this.
If they made a new movie that was 007 and just featured her as the titular 007, great.
Yeah.
Do that.
Cause, like,
I'm down for that.
To be able to go
team her up with Ana de Armas.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and like, to be able to just go like, this is a new spy character, so we can have new character development, not the same old shit we've always seen.
Yeah.
And lean more into the character-driven side of things, like we couldn't necessarily do with a more closed-off James Bond. But it's still under that same franchise umbrella, so people want to go and let people have a trusted brand to, like, back the movie with. So you can actually afford good direction and stuff. Like, yeah. I think that's a generally pretty good idea.
I agree.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. I think they're just going to reboot Bond at this point, though.
Yeah, probably.
Which I'm also fine with. That's cool.
Mm.
So all that. Everything I just said. is what I think. But also, like, the thing is, like I said, I really actually like a female doctor. I liked the idea of female Ghostbusters, even though that movie's edit is a nightmare.
Yeah, like, the problem with Ghostbusters isn't that it's female
Ghostbusters. Isn't that it's women.
It's not, that it's even pretty remotely. Much not Ghostbusters.
It's got nothing
to do with the original.
So poorly edited. I reckon if someone gave me all that footage, I could cut it down into a really succinct, like, funny film, because the problem with that movie is the jokes just keep going. There's no end to a joke, and there's no payoff for the joke.
Yeah.
So, like, riffs are fine if they're short, punch, like, bookended by, like, jokes.
Mm.
Jokes bookending riffs. But in that movie, it's just riffed all the way through. It's like, no, they didn't want to cut anything out.
Yeah, well, there was no script. They were
but
just
that's
told...
the same with the original Ghostbusters.
That's
it's
not
just
true.
That. It is, actually, if you look it up, a lot of that movie is riffs. The script was barely finished. It is worth watching the These Are the Movies That Made Us on Ghostbusters. It's really interesting.
And fair enough, but I still think they had more of an idea of what they wanted to do and say in that movie. Like,
I don't think they did, Cal. I really don't think they did.
And look, fair enough.
I think it purely comes down to the edit. Because I've seen some scenes from Ghostbusters that people have re-edited. And they are so much better.
Sure. I would have to watch that movie again, and I'm probably not going to. So
that's fair enough.
I don't care enough.
Until,
to
Cal, we gotta watch all the Ghostbusters for the new Ghostbusters movie, baby! You don't seem excited by this prospect.
Yeah, I'm not. Gonna throw that out there. I'm just not.
Look, here's the thing, too. Ghostbusters 2, not very good.
Yeah, and look, I can...
Ghostbusters is... the only good Ghostbusters movie.
Which is fine, man. Like,
yeah, almost like maybe they should have just made one.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, if you're gonna do spiritual successor reboot thing to it, like, why doesn't it have any of the, like, original subtext or anything? I don't know. It just seems... If you're gonna revisit old franchises and you want to do some gender flip stuff, you want to do some more interesting things, you want to, like, change out the character dynamics, that is fine, and as a fan of lots of dumb things, it is totally fine for you to do that to all the things that I'm a fan of. Like, I have no problem with any of that.
Yep.
Just make it good. Just
yeah,
have,
well,
have
that's
a plan
the thing,
for
right?
it beyond that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that sentiment. Make good things is a good piece of advice.
Pretty much.
Speaking of No Time to Die,
mm.
just to bring us slightly back on the rails, because we were briefly taking this train through some shrubbery.
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene?
Politics land. We
where
jumped off.
Where Range Rover had clearly funded, like, the cars.
Yeah.
But the filmmakers still wanted you to know that Toyota's better.
Oh, yeah.
There were so many Range Rovers, and they all got fucked up by this ancient, like, early 2000s Toyota.
Good on them.
Actually, both the car scenes in this movie are pretty good and memorable. Can you even tell me what the chase scene was in Spectre?
No.
Was there one?
There was a helicopter that James Bond just, like, shot scene. Down. Like, just
he was
casually.
In it, wasn't he?
No, Blofeld was in it. And he shot it down. And then he just, like, walks over to the fucking flaming wreck where Blofeld's alive, sort of crawling away from it. And they're like, take him away, boys.
Well, spoilers, Blofeld's dead.
Fucking, oh my god. The fact that, like, they sit James
Bond down.
We
haven't even spoken about the motif of this movie, right? How timely. It's about a targeted virus of nanobots
that escaped from a lab in Wuhan.
It escaped from a lab. Yeah, I thought that was timely. And
yeah, that's absolutely why this got delayed.
100%. You cannot release this movie as is at the start of the pandemic.
I'm surprised they released it at all, to be perfectly honest.
Just put that one on the back burners and we won't think about it.
Re-edit the scenes about what the MacGuffin does. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if they had have gone, if it had started as... Well, cause
just
they
a virus.
Well, they never say that it's Ebola. That's like a joke that the Russian scientist makes about, like, I'm going to put Ebola in your fucking sandwiches that way you bleed out your face hole next time you mess with my fucking packed lunch at work. Like, I don't think they ever actually say afterwards that it's Ebola.
No. No. I chalk that up as a funny joke.
Yeah.
I find it funny that it's nanobots attaching to your blood.
So, like, it wouldn't surprise me if the nanobot stuff came later, that they added that in to try and make it not just Ebola, not just something that actually did get an outbreak relatively recently and is way too close in theme to what's currently fucking the planet.
I liked that M kind of was the villain almost, too.
These governments are doing irresponsible things for the greater good.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Also timely.
oh, Sam.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're circling a very
did we get off
train
the,
to
Did we get off the train to Canberra?
I said that...
Canberra's politic land,
I'd like to bloody drive a train through Canberra, I tell you what, mate.
What?
Anyway, what was I saying?
Oh, I don't know, something stupid. Something foolish.
Probably.
Did we...
Hey, well, let's not talk about the virus too much. James Bond's dead.
Yeah, he got, like,
straight
exploded.
Up got vaporized.
Yeah. Like, it reminded me of the end of The Rock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that how James Bond died in The Rock?
No, I thought he'd survived at the end of that movie.
I can't remember. I thought that James Bond stayed behind so that way Nicolas Cage could live.
No, I thought they all survived in that one.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Bruce Willis stays behind so Ben Affleck can live in Armageddon.
Fair enough.
I think that's what happens at the end of that movie.
Sure. Which one's the other one?
Deep Impact.
Yeah, I remember nothing about either of those movies.
So why'd you bring up Deep Impact?
Oh, just that there's another movie that's exactly the fucking same.
Great. Good input in this. Honestly, I'm not sure why I brought up Armageddon in the first place.
Yeah, like, at all. Like, you're blaming me for this fucking non sequitur. It was all you, my dude.
And I will continue to do so. Because you are a son of a bitch.
Wow, that's rude as fuck. I didn't do a damn thing.
You know what you did.
oh, yeah.
I don't know what I did, though. I don't know. I feel like I've lost my mind just suddenly.
Mm.
Or have I slowly been losing my mind for a long time?
This isn't Hobbs and Shaw, because Hobbs and Shaw had a machine to get rid of the nanobots.
I like the idea of a targeted disease. I found that interesting as a MacGuffin.
Yeah, you would, you fucking monster.
Not like a let's go and make that. This is a good practical idea. This movie is not a lesson against something. It's a lesson for something.
I mean, that
no,
is the thing.
That's not
right?
what this... I was saying. No Time to Die. James Bond gets vaporized. It's crazy that he's just dead.
Yeah, he's like proper, like just fucked off dead.
So yeah, I liked that James Bond died. I liked the reason why he died. I liked that little moment where on the radio where he's just like, I love you. You know, I'm like, this is like, is this James Bond? This is kind of sweet.
Like, he actually had a fucking character and...
He has feelings?
Mm.
What? I really liked all that.
Like, man, Daniel Craig has so much depth as a performer. And...
You know what it is, though?
Mm.
It's the Harrison Ford problem. Mm. Bring him back for one more and tell them they get to die and they'll put in the performance of a lifetime.
That's not how the Force works.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like James Bond has a lot bubbling under the surface and getting the right performer to do that is important. And casting Daniel Craig in that role was a very good choice. The problem then is that there isn't... And look, maybe if I rewatched all these movies, I might find it. And I might just sort of get it like I couldn't have possibly gotten in 2006.
I don't remember him saying a single line of dialogue in Skyfall or Spectre.
I don't remember him saying a single word of dialogue outside
of
No Time
to Die. He doesn't.
Yeah.
For all I know, he doesn't.
He says Bond, James Bond, and shaken, not stirred.
Does he? Because I know Casino Royale, that they do the like... He's like a martini. It's like, do you want it shaken or stirred? And he's like, I don't give a fuck. I think he actually says, I don't care. But, you know, same thing.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure in that he then calls the waiter back and then gives him very specific instructions. Like, way more specific than shaken, not stirred. He goes,
or
like,
he asks for a Heineken.
This,
he asks him to come back and says, actually, I'll just have a Heineken, mate.
You can have any brew you like, as long as it's Corona.
You've seen those Heineken ads with Daniel Craig?
No,
it's like,
I haven't.
James, you haven't?
No.
Really? Really?
Really.
He's done so many.
God,
and I'm like, would James Bond really drink the most basic bitch boring beer in the world? I don't know about that, man.
I don't know.
Heineken is one of those beers, it's like it's like Stella in like the UK. Everyone drinks Stella and I don't get it. It's not that good.
I mean, you drink Rivet Lager, so...
Well, Rivet Lager's not good either. That was what I like to call Stockholm Syndrome. Where I played in a futsal team called Rivet Lager and was like, therefore, beer good. But I think actually it was a metaphor. The beer was bad and so were we.
I think the beer is fine for $1 a can.
Yeah, but I'd rather have Carlton Draft out of tap at a pub.
Absolutely.
Pub boys.
It wouldn't surprise me if Heineken has some kind of like, oh, this is a German export, so it has an EU subsidy on some bullshit. Like, yeah.
I think they just paid a lot of money to Daniel Craig and James Bond.
I refuse to believe that Heineken has a lot of money. Nobody drinks it.
Except they're in every bar, in every airport, in every country.
Correct. Because, fuck, man. Germans are weird.
Is it German?
Its name's Heineken. I assume so. It's probably... Yeah. It might not
the
be.
The thing is...
It might be Austrian.
It's fine. It's fine. Just, I'll only drink it if everything else on tap is cider.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and even then, if there's a good cider on there, I'll go for that instead.
Man, if all I have is cider or Heineken, I'll have a whiskey.
Give me a rum and coke.
Oh, man. Can't wait till Dubliner is just everywhere. That shit is the bomb diggity.
Give
man.
Me a Nancy Drew.
What is a Nancy Drew?
It's just ginger ale and lime and rum, I think.
That sounds pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah, it is. I think that's what's a Nancy Drew.
When are we getting the Nancy Drew cinematic universe? When's that happening?
Dude, yes. although they've recently made like a CW show or something with Nancy Drew.
Oh, boo.
And
anything
it's like
CW
she's
touches
investigating
now,
supernatural stuff.
Boo!
Not for me. Not for me.
Look, okay. I know I say this nearly every episode, even though it's got nothing to do with whatever our topic is. I just, hello, welcome to the Video Shop Podcast. The next version of the next sequel to Knives Out should have Velma in it. just Velma.
That's fine, man. They are making a Velma show.
Yeah, and it's going to be bad, isn't it?
No, well, I only say it's going to be good because of the writer. But it's what's her name from The Office?
Sure, having barely seen The Office, and only like every time they try and make Velma a real character, all they do is make her an asshole, and it's like that's not what this character is.
I'm like, still interested in seeing it because yeah, but also. The new Scoob movie was bad. It was so bad.
No, it was great. It was a great Wacky Races prequel. No, it was terrible. Prequel. It was just a prequel to the Wacky Races movie.
Yeah, they should have just made a Wacky Races movie, Cal.
I agree.
You know it.
So I'm keen for the sequel.
I'm going to kill you. there was something I was going to say, and it was about James Bond, the topic of this episode, allegedly.
Nothing to do with James Bond.
Who do you cast as the next Bond, Cal? Who you got?
I kind of wanted to give it to... to Idris Elba. I don't know, that's an obvious response.
He is good. Is he too old now? Because he could do like one or two, maybe.
I was going to say, you don't have to do fucking for another, five of the bastards.
Well, that's true. Like Timothy Dalton only did two. Lazenby only did one.
Mm.
The one Australian Bond, which is bizarre. The only non Brit or United Kingdomer to... what do you call people from the United Kingdom?
Poms.
UKers? Yeah, but you wouldn't be caught dead calling a Scotsman a Pom, would you?
Well, fair enough. I mean, they would hate that even more than the actual Poms.
Very much Brits? So. I was thinking about this. Idris Elba's good. My initial reaction was like, John Boyega. Give him something where he actually gets to be a main character.
I forgot he's a Pom.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
And yeah, you listen to him with his British accent, and it's strange. His American accent is very good. That's a testament to his performance. But yeah, I think he'd be good.
It would have been ridiculous. He's on the younger side for a young Bond. British accent in a Star Wars movie. Nobody does that.
Have you seen the Graham Norton interview where he like does like a stormtrooper line like he's from the Bronx?
No. No, because you know who's actually gonna get cast as Bond.
Who?
It's gonna be fucking like Taron Egerton or something.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Somebody
but also,
like
don't
that.
Make another Kingsman at this point because I'm just like. Also, there is another Kingsman, the Kingsman.
Yeah.
Did that movie come out? Did
I
miss
know.
It?
Maybe.
Or was it delayed? Oh. Like forever.
It probably has been. I'm sorry to derail the derail, but it should be Carl Urban, shouldn't it?
As Bond.
Yeah.
He's a Kiwi.
Yeah. So he's close enough to an Australian, so that counts.
I don't think they'd be caught dead casting an Australian as a Bond now.
Well, after what the last one did.
Well, people liked Lazenby a lot. He only didn't do it because his agent said, ask for more money. And was like, you should get it, give it up. Bit of a shame, really.
I honestly can't think of any other... British actors right now. I'm feeling a little bad because I'm sure there's
crazy thing.
This is
hardcore off topic, but you know the Doctor Who episode, The Time Warrior, the third Doctor story, the first appearance of the Centaurans.
Right.
That first Centauran is called Lynx.
Mm-hmm.
Played by an actor who I can't remember the name of, but I'll give you three guesses where that actor is from.
Australia?
I don't know where you're going. Be more specific than that.
Melbourne.
More specific than, well... As specific, but not Melbourne.
Sydney.
No, that's your three guesses. Dude's from Bendigo.
Ah.
This is
Fair
really
enough.
Random.
That is really random.
Yeah, I was looking it up because Centaurans appeared in the new season and they directly reference Lynx. They reference his like first like interaction with Earth.
Fair enough.
Which I found interesting. Anyway, can we wrap it up? Can we be done?
I think we pretty much can, man. We're at 40 minutes.
We haven't even mentioned like... We haven't mentioned, like, Bond's friend who dies, or...
Yeah, because I don't remember him from anything.
He's from Westworld. He's great.
And he's apparently in every other one of these movies.
Yeah, I don't remember
him. Not a damn
but
thing,
I
man.
I really liked him in this, because I liked that, you know, him and Bond as friends. That's the thing that worked for me. Bond's interactions with everybody felt like real genuine interactions.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
And I enjoyed that. We also haven't mentioned at all that Bond has a daughter.
Yeah.
Do you care?
No.
Cool.
Because, especially when the mother is like, she's not yours, you fuck. And I'm like, haven't you guys, like, kissed and made up now? Like, is it that you're worried that he's not going to sacrifice his life for the girl? Or that he is?
They never actually confirm that she is his daughter either, like, blatantly. Do they? They kind of, like, the bad guy keeps saying that, but there's no, like...
Yeah.
I didn't see a DNA test, that's all I'm saying.
Well, the mum does say she does have your eyes. And he goes,
so that
I
was like,
I think that's
that
meant to be
like
the confirmation.
The confirmation? Oh, well, that's kind of a nice little moment. That adds to that little moment that I really like, that I mentioned earlier, that I really like that little moment.
Henry Cavill might do all right.
Nah.
It's a stretch. I'm not a huge fan of it.
He's too much like Daniel Craig.
Nah.
I think you got to go a different direction. He's also like, he was in the Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah.
I guess he's dead, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to cast, old mate Sean from Shaun of the Dead.
Ewan McGregor is the correct answer.
Oh,
but
me and McGregor would
I thought
be pretty
we
good.
Might. I thought we might spitball some other ones before I, you know, knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, no, fair
that's
enough.
That's just because we all love. We love Ewan McGregor here at the Video Shop Podcast.
What if they cast Chris Hemsworth?
Bad.
Yeah? Not fair enough.
Yep. The thing is, I think about Chris Hemsworth in Men in Black.
Yeah, and he wasn't good in Men in Black.
No. He's good in things that are not...
He was good in Ghostbusters.
He was good in Ghostbusters. He can be very funny. Not for James Bond.
Mm.
Doesn't work for me.
Mm. Nah, fair enough. Yeah, I'm struggling. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel.
And
we
again,
should just wrap this up.
I think if you're going to... You cast someone different. Like, you know... Like, we've had a lot of, you know... Cast someone very different to Daniel Craig. Like... Well, because that's why they cast Daniel Craig in the first place, because he was very different to previous Bonds. Do that again. Refresh it, you know?
What if you did?
Or just do that spin-off with the new 007.
Yeah, do the spin-off. But what if you got Timothy Dalton back and just did a, like, James Bond's, like, actually old and actually retired, not just old and retired like Daniel Craig says that he is.
In every
in
movie.
Every fucking movie.
God, every
that's
single
all I
one
remember
is
of
like,
this whole
I'm
franchise.
Old and retired.
Every movie so is like, oh, this is the stereotypical police chief. You had a touch Bond. You got no idea what we're doing. We got like smartphones and shit now. You don't need you. You're obsolete, old man. And I'm like, fuck, man. leave the guy alone. He looks younger than you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, we should wrap it up.
We should wrap this up because this is a garbage episode and we deeply apologize, especially to the new listeners. We hope to do better,
yeah,
but
we'll
probably fail.
This was a bad episode, but it was a good movie. But maybe that's why it was a bad episode?
Nah. I think it's a fine episode. I don't know.
Well, as long as you think so.
The point is...
I think it's poo.
Did you think it was poo? Tweet us at Video Shop Pod. Tell us how poo it was.
I was going to say, was this a bad episode of the Video Shop Podcast? Tweet us.
Go to iTunes, rate us 5 stars, but just leave in the comments
poo.
That it was poo. Yeah, that this one episode in particular was poo.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. The No Time to Die. And then in 100 episodes time, people will look back and go, geez, I should not listen to that one on my, like, listen through the whole...
Sam, stop implying that we're going to hit 400 episodes. We can't be
yeah,
done.
Yeah, but Cal, we said that at 200, didn't we?
I know, right?
There's no way we're going to make 300.
We're just going to keep faffing about and never actually, like, break up. Like, even though we're bad for each other. And on that note, I made the episode good. Tweet us about my comedic genius at Video Shop Pod.
I wish I could quit you.
See you next.